Let us pray. God, of our living breath, you poured out your Spirit on Jesus' followers long ago and created the church. Pour out your Spirit on us now and make us once again the body of Christ. Breathing your love on fire with your courage, carried on the winds of your joy. Speak your word to us and set our heart aflame with your love. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask God, who will give you another advocate, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees her nor knows her. You know her, because she abides with you, and she will be in you. Those who love me will keep my word, and God will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. On that day, you will know that I am in God, and you in me, and I in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you." The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom.
And to another, according to the same Spirit, the gift of peace.
To another, the gift of friendship.
To another, the gift of positivity.
To another, the gift of reading scriptures by the one Spirit.
To another, the gift of presence.
To another, the gift of questions.
To another, the gift of peace.
All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God in the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability.
Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?"
Let's see, do we have Parthians? Medes?
Here.
Elamites?
Here.
People from Mesopotamia?
Here.
Judea?
Here.
Cappadocia? Pontus?
Here.
Asia?
Here.
Phrygia?
Here.
Pamphylia?
Here.
Egypt?
Here.
Parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene?
Here.
Man. People from Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, we got everybody in the world.
They said, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others just made fun of them.
I think they're just drunk.
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them.
People of Judea, all who live in Jerusalem, let us be known to you and listen to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I shall pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. I miss playing in an orchestra. I get to make a lot of music, sing a lot, but there's nothing like making beautiful music with a whole bunch of people who are playing a whole bunch of different instruments. If you're going to have an orchestra, you need two things. First thing you need is music. You have to love music and be able to play music, and it wouldn't hurt if you were good at playing music. You need an instrument. And you need some music to play. You need music. But the second thing that everybody needs in order to have an orchestra is each other. That's what makes it an orchestra. When the Holy Spirit caught those disciples on fire, it gave them two things. One is it really filled them with this love of God for all the world, and it included the whole world, even people from every country they knew of. It also gave them each other. It wouldn't have been enough for somebody to be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk onto the street and start talking with somebody from Mesopotamia about God in Mesopotamian. That wouldn't have been Pentecost like every language in the whole world. They needed everybody there. When we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we are promised that God's Spirit is in us. Not so much the love of music, but the music of love. It's in us. We have an instrument. That's our own lives. We have the music to play. That's the gospel. We're ready to go, but we need the rest of the orchestra. The second thing that the Holy Spirit always gives us is each other. Because there's one Spirit. And even though we look like we're all separate bodies, we're all part of one body. Those of you who are chemists know, or those of you who just finished chemistry or are about to, you know, in an oxygen atom there are 8 little electrons whizzing around. There have to be 8. If you only had 7 electrons, it wouldn't be oxygen. It would be nitrogen. It would be totally different. If you got an extra one, it would be fluorine. It wouldn't be oxygen. You probably don't want to breathe a lot of that. Every single one of those electrons makes it what it is. And none of them would be oxygen without all of them. That's the way it works. None of us is our whole self without the rest of us. That's how the Holy Spirit works. And the great thing about that is that when the Spirit charges us up, fills us full of this energy and love, and sends us out to change the whole world, you don't have to change the whole world. The entire body of Christ is busy changing the world. All we do is we contribute our part. And our part changes everything. You know, we're all singing in this universal chorus and we all have our note, right? So everybody's singing their note. All you have to do is change one note. And it's a totally different chord. I just changed one note, but it changes the whole thing. When you grow spiritually, it changes everything. We're all one body. You're about to see one of our young people confirmed or baptized, and a bunch of them confirmed. And one of the fun things this year has been growing with them. And some of their mentors have gotten to share in that process of growing. That changes us. And if you don't feel changed by their growth, that's your fault. Your homework is to know all of these kids and all of those kids who were up here earlier. That's your homework. You have to. I want you to know all of their names and what they love and what they're good at and what they're afraid of. I want them to know that you love them. I want you to be able to just walk right up to them and say, Maggie, how you doing? Because you know them. That's how they will grow in love when they are given our love. And that's how we will grow with them. And if you're not sure, ask their mentors. All of those mentors walk away going, wow, that was cool. The Spirit gives us the love of God and gives us each other. Thank God for both of those gifts. Will you pray with me? God, we open our hearts to receive your Spirit, to receive one another, to receive your Spirit through each other. The gifts that each of us receive for the good of the whole community, for the good of creation. Help us to know how deeply connected we are and to open our hearts to that Spirit in which we are one. God, we give you thanks, and we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.